I am the judge in the courtroom today. You will address me as your honor. We have a number of witnesses to testify. Ms. Zedkova, Dr. Zedkova, would you take the stand? Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and not anything less?
I do.
Tell us a bit about yourself.
I am an expert. I studied injection needle points at the University of Pokemon. I suppose as a psychiatric professional, what I can say is that one might be able to make perfect sense and have a perfectly sound mind and still be schizoaffected.
Interesting. Are you able to tell us further on that?
Yes. Being of a perfectly sound mind, the one is open to that schizoaffect. And the reason is all need a degree of mental illness to withstand mental illness. So by not having any mental illness, not any disorder, that is evidence of a mental illness.
I see where you're headed. Obviously we have a credible witness giving expert testimony. You may step down, Ms. Zedkova. We will call you if we need you further. Does the lawyer for the accused have a word to say?
Your Honor, while she's suggesting a double person, she's contradicting herself with double-mindedness and double talk, and by that she's in double trouble.
All right, we have another witness, a Dr. Kansky. Dr. Kansky, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and not anything other?
I do. I swear. As a matter of fact, I swear all the time.
Tell us about yourself.
Yes, I studied at the University of Love a Label Libel. Yes, what I found is the individual appeared to have boasted, which is evidence the individual does appear taller, which appears to threaten people that see themselves as shorter.
What treatment would you prescribe, doctor?
Yes, I would prescribe injections every 20 minutes, which would cause the individual to not be able to stand straight. That way, they appear shorter. And I would use what I call a silent treatment plan, in which we hold a individual for, you know, a time to a facility unit. That way they learn to think shorter by there being shorter distances to walk. Interesting. All right. You may step down, doctor. We have another witness, a Dr. Choi. Dr. Choi, tell us about yourself.
Yes, I am Dr. Alberto Choi. And yes, I am shorter. I am 3'9" and I wear a suit that is 2'9". And what I found is the accused believes system persons are exploiting, and that is a disorder, and that is why I call for a community treatment order and to stop, to keep the one from crossing a border.
I see. I understand. Well, thank you for that. You may step down, and we will call you if we need you further. Does the accused, actually, the prosecutor, do you have a word to add?
Yes, Your Honor, I believe we need to adjourn. We need to hear further, you know, what these experts might say. I believe we need to remand the accused, and...
All right, you know, let us adjourn 3 months from today, till such a time, we'll remand the accused. Does the accused have a word to say?
Yes, Your Honor, Edmonton Remand, Canada's largest remand, is reportedly accused of running like a high school. There is widespread sexual harassing, bullying, guards are watching porn on computers. They act out perverting of voyeurism by forcing inmates to be stripped and searched in the name of drug checks, and they're walking around with containers of Vaseline.
Is there a psychiatrist who's willing to address what we heard?
Yes. There is a hatred at Vaseline. I know of a case of a man that hated petroleum jelly, and he ran. He was running, I believe his name, Gump.
I see. We do not need to hear further of this. If you would head away with the sheriff, we will close for today. Thank you for all arriving here, and we will wait for the next hearing.
I, Sean Gordon Cullen, did sound as if I was jesting, and in a way I was, but there is a matter. Proof of labeling. That judge gave a few false answers before his mid-June 2019 false decision, before I was put inside that remand again, awaiting a time-served sentence and further false reasons. That remand where I was threatened and abused day by day, day and night, 2015-2016. I must say I was told to not talk, not raise my voice before his decision. Without any warning, there was a shocking visit to testify by a Dr. Haig and a dangerous lying psychiatrist named Lenka Zidkova, who is one of the doctors that worked with a Dr. Otto Kadsky, to label and entrap me inside that Alberta hospital after I agreed to be sent there to get out of the remand that was neglecting, abusing, threatening my life day by day, day and night. They all had written, I lack insight. They had written, I suffer a delusion of believing system persons exploit children. They did not say particular persons. I was trapped inside their facility, that AH facility, by habeas corpus breaches, and they were not letting me have a pen and paper to write with. February 2003, forensic psychologist Interjit Singh Cohen learned that Dr. Kadsky called him paranoid. At a disciplinary hearing, Kadsky admitted he labeled him a narcissist. What Kadsky called that psychologist led to a defamation lawsuit. These people that were labeling other doctors. What Zedkova said 2019 is perjury, and what Haig said was not truth. Kadsky threatened to return me to that remand if I did not talk to him. He threatened to send me to that remand he knew I was reporting was neglecting, abusing, threatening my life day by day. That was to extort me into trying a pharmaceutical med he knew I did not need. I told him that to
tell me I must talk, otherwise I would be sent to that remand. I told him that is extortion. Psychiatrist Aaron Will met with me and aggressively only wanted yes or no answers. She asked me if I feel I am targeted by systems. I then asked her, first, do you believe drugs might be given illegally by system persons? Aaron Will paused and then answered, yes. I then said, yes, I believe I've been targeted. Psychiatrist Aaron Will did not document that conversation. In fact, they that were labeling were not documenting what I was saying, and they were labeling what I was not saying, like people that would put words in your mouth. December 21st, 2017, Dr. Kadsky, within that 3-5 unit, within a 3-5 conference room, told me he does not see me as a physical threat, and he said I am like the teacher from the Dead Poets Society. I did not know what he was saying because I did not see the movie. Who is the teacher from the Dead Poets Society, and why did Dr. Kadsky say I am like him? December, I reported to a advocate, Ruth, that psych aide Farhad sat down with me, asked me to sit down, and he said the words, if you do not bow to the system, Sean, you will spend the rest of your life on the Alberta Hospital Forensic 3-5 unit. I reported that to that advocate, and she had said, what does he mean by bow? I said, I do not know. I'm saying this is the truth, the whole truth, and not anything other than the truth, so help me God. And a psych aide, Prab, P-R-A-B, later acted as if he was only jesting after I questioned a threat. When he said, the system won against you, Sean, he said the words, the system won against you, Sean, to every lawyer, officer, official, media, citizen. Again, I'm saying this is the truth, the whole truth. January 12, 2018, Alberta Hospital Chief Forensic Doctor Alberto Choi, who works with Zedkova on that 3-5 unit, told me Dr. Kadsky asked him to interview me to write a opinion. That was at approximately 11:45 inside that 3-5 unit cafeteria number 2004. Dr. Choi sat down and opened a green binder and said, it says here you are more approachable and relaxed. Would you say that that is from meds given? I was quite threatened. I felt I was facing sociopaths running a facility like you see in feature films on that. I answered, not really, no. If I am doing better, it is from diet, exercising. Psychiatrist Choi said, I believe you have a mental illness. I then said, based on what? Psychiatrist Choi said, you believe there's a conspiracy with police and child porn. I then said, it is not my assumed view. It is with respect to mainstream media saying that child predators appear to run things in Alberta. Brian Stewart, CBC News, October 17, 2010. And a report by Louise Malenfant. She gave a 10-page report to EPS. And a Press TV correspondent, psychiatrist Choi, said, well, I believe you have a mental illness. I then asked again, based on what? Psychiatrist Choi said, based on what I told you. I then said, you're diagnosing me with believing cops are predators? I gave you a reasonable answer on media, and so you do not have any reason. Psychiatrist Choi said, based on what is in here? Said as he tapped on his green binder. I then said, based on that binder that says I am approachable and relaxed, so you do not have a reason and you're talking in circles. Dr. Alberto Choi would not account and he left that 5-minute interview he said he wanted, right? And they do not have 5-minute interviews. I said to him, I said, you're trying to escape because I'm questioning you. In a 5-page report, Dr. Vijay Singh stated that I did not pose any management problems within the Alberta hospital, and he wrote that I remained calm, collected, poised, and he wrote that he did not find evidence that I appear delusional by what I see and what I hear on TV or radio, and he wrote that I did not admit to seeing things or hearing things in times past. Yes, and all my past reporting was based on TV, radio, and print news. January 12, 2018, Alberta Hospital Chief Forensic Doctor Alberto Choi, who works with Zedkova on that 3-5 unit, told me Dr. Kadsky asked him to interview me to write a opinion. That was at approximately 11:45 inside that 3-5 unit cafeteria number 2004. Dr. Choi sat down and opened a green binder and said, it says here you are more approachable and relaxed. Would you say that that is from meds given? I was quite threatened. I felt I was facing sociopaths running a facility like you see in feature films on that. I answered, not really, no. If I am doing better, it is from diet, exercising. Psychiatrist Choi said, I believe you have a mental illness. I then said, based on what? Psychiatrist Choi said, you believe there's a conspiracy with police and child porn. I then said, you're diagnosing me with believing cops are predators? I then said, it is not my assumed view. It is with respect to mainstream media saying that child predators appear to run things in Alberta. Brian Stewart, CBC News, October 17, 2010. And a report by Louise Malenfant. She gave a 10-page report to EPS. And a Press TV correspondent, psychiatrist Choi, said, well, I believe you have a mental illness. I then asked again, based on what? Psychiatrist Choi said, based on what I told you. I then said, you're diagnosing me with believing cops are predators? I gave you a reasonable answer on media, and so you do not have any reason. Psychiatrist Choi said, based on what is in here, said as he tapped on his green binder. I then said, based on that binder that says I am approachable and relaxed, so you do not have a reason and you're talking in circles. Dr. Alberto Choi would not account and he left that 5-minute interview he said he wanted, right? And they do not have 5-minute interviews. I said to him, I said, you're trying to escape because I'm questioning you.